Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This is a major correction. You don't see him quite this big, and certainly not from the New York Times, but this morning we've got one, and this one's walking back new sexual misconduct allegations against Justice Kavanaugh from his time at Yale. But it turns out those allegations were uninvestigated, and the accuser doesn't remember the incident.
The New York Times is a disgrace. This is not a newspaper anymore. This is not the paper of record. This is the paper of hot garbage.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And it comes as nearly all of the 2020 Democrat candidates issued their calls for impeachment of Justice Kavanaugh.
I am the one that he asked me on national TV if I'd ever blacked out and then had to apologize for it afterwards. Impeachment is something you can look at, but you got to get the documents to be able to prove the case.
I don't think that in the United States Senate that the leader of the Senate would allow that there would be a vote if the House returned articles of impeachment to actually convict. But that doesn't mean the process shouldn't take hold.
I think that he has disqualified himself for service on the Supreme Court. He should step down or he should be impeached.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Kellogg's Corn Pops is part of this complete breakfast.
You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. He said, you apologize to me? Not for throwing you out. But I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Unchained and unstoppable.
9/11 was an attack on all Americans. But I think it is really important for us to make sure that we are not forgetting, right, the aftermath of what happened. My fellow Americans were now treating me as suspect.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It's all about Ilhan Omar. She's been a victim ever since she arrived in this country from that wonderful garden spot of Africa, not to mention the world in general, Somalia. A vibrant, thriving first world democracy. It's been all downhill for her ever since she arrived. You see the beating that was administered by some of her fellow immigrants to the guy in Minneapolis over the weekend. That was a nice, was that a hate crime, by the way? I wonder. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And, Dan Bongino had some good comments about the New York Times story, but let's first play Donald Trump. He was on his way out, leaving the White House this afternoon, and he commented on the New York Times. They issued an editor's note. It's a correction is what it is, or a retraction, but they call it an editor's note, or a, it used to be a clarification. Now it's not even a clarification. It's an editor's note that they didn't include the denial.
I think the New York Times made another terrible mistake. It's a shame that a thing like that could happen. I see they're making a big correction today. They've just announced there's a correction. But to do that about a Supreme Court justice is a terrible thing. It's a false accusation. Whatever happened with the New York Times, I mean, I can tell you personally, they never check. They never do. We used to have a thing called fact-checking. They don't do fact-checking anymore. They used to call and say, what about this? What about that? How can they do a thing like that and destroy somebody's life? I mean, they're destroying lives. And it's fake news. It's just fake news. But it's a very fair question. I mean, they have to be very embarrassed. But much more importantly, what they do is wrong, and they do it all the time.
But see, here's the thing. They didn't make a mistake. That paragraph is actually in the book. What the story is, and it wasn't on the front page. It was in the weekend review section, which is all the basically a giant op-ed section. So they took an excerpt from this book that was written by two New York Times reporters about the Kavanaugh confirmation, and they just ran it. And the reporters, quote unquote, air quotes, had a paragraph in there apparently, or it's in the book, saying that the woman in that he's accused of having his Johnson placed in her hand when he was drunk, she doesn't recall the incident. She didn't want to say anything, but she's told her friends she didn't want to talk about it. She told her friends she didn't recall the incident. So what was the basis of even mentioning it? Or at least if you're going to mention that this Democrat operative had made this accusation, don't you have to point out that it's been denied by all parties concerned, basically? But they cut it out. So it wasn't a mistake. It was a deliberate attempt to muddy the waters.
Did the New York Times ever do a story on Barack Obama trying dog for the first time? That was in a book. Shouldn't they have written about that?
No, it was in his own book. It was in his own book. And, you know, that was a best-selling book because everybody, all the moonbats felt they had to buy it. And then some guy came along 5 or 10 years later and wrote a biography as opposed to a memoir about Barack Obama. And he extracted the part about eating the dog. And then all the liberals went crazy and said he was a racist for reporting that he ate a dog. And the guy said, hey, I got it out of his book. It was on page 37. So apparently none of the people who bought Barack Obama's book got to page 37, and the book was probably about 500 pages long. So that's how much they read it. They just wanted it to be on their coffee table. 413 says, if Kavanaugh was drunk and somebody handled his junk, wouldn't he be a victim of sexual assault? Yes, I think he would. I'd never thought of that until earlier today when we talked about this. I think you're right. I mean, he was not capable of rational thought. You know, it wasn't like he was behind the wheel. He was just minding his own business at some party, if indeed it ever happened. But it did. I don't believe it ever happened. All right, 844-500-4242. So let's play the Dan Bongino cut number 7.
It's a disgrace. This is not a newspaper anymore, okay? Let's put that to bed. This is not the paper of record. This is the paper of hot garbage. This is a conspiracy theory blog at this point, nothing more.
You know, when I was in journalism school, you were supposed to aspire to be on the New York Times, you know, because they were so sober, and they got both sides of the story, and it was, as the motto at the top of the front page goes, all the news that's fit to print. And I always thought, man, what a boring place to work. I'd rather work for the New York Daily News back in those days, you know, covering gangland hits and, you know, doing the inquiring photographer, that kind of stuff. But now, I mean, the Daily News sucks, obviously, but the New York Times is even worse. I mean, it's just, he's right. It is hot garbage. It's just, there's nothing to it. It's just, ugh. I used to, when I was down in Florida, and they get the at the club, you know, the club that's attached to our condo, they get the New York Times on Sunday, and sometimes I would take the book review and just send it to my brother in North Carolina. He liked the book review. He likes the Wall Street Journal book review. But the last few times I've looked at it, it's just been all this PC nonsense. You know, there's no real. It's all by authors from politically protected classes and or anti-Trump screeds. There's no real old style reviews where you learn something and you're entertained. It's it's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. Howie, it's awesome when idiots like Spartacus say Judge Kavanaugh disqualifies himself from being a Supreme Court justice when they never say what he was proved to have done, which is nothing because it was all lies and false charges. I know Spartacus, you know, I guess he's technically a lawyer, but I mean, how about Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian? She's a law professor, supposedly. Or Kamala Harris. She was the attorney general of the largest state in the union. And they're just saying that string him up based on these allegations, which have no basis in reality. And then, of course, there's the Ramirez story. That's the other one that the New York Times was dusting off this weekend. Ramirez is the one who says she's a victim because she was Hispanic.
She looks pretty white to me. She looks like, I guess she's a white Hispanic in the Aaron Hernandez, George Zimmerman.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
I don't know. She looks about as white as Elizabeth Warren, as far as I can see. But she has a Hispanic name, so she deserves affirmative action, I guess. Cut 9.
The Deborah Ramirez story, she says there was a witness to this guy, Apple, Kenneth Apple, who allegedly heard about it. Apple said, well, I heard about it from someone else. And the someone else he says he heard about it from says, I don't have any memory of this incident either. So your new information is what? An eyewitness that wasn't an eyewitness says there was another eyewitness that didn't witness anything. Mm-hmm. And then there's another alleged crime or an inappropriate incident from an activist for the Democrat Party. And when they get in touch with the person, says, I have no memory of this incident at all.
So in other words, Dan, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, Howie, great show.
Thank you.
Hot bags of stuff being thrown at your house. the funny thing about the Northeast, I lived up there. I moved down here 9 months ago. If you ever retire and want to get away from all that heartache, come on down to Tennessee or something. That's the whole problem with those people in the Northeast. Liberals and all this garbage we all have to deal with on the news every day. They think the whole world's the same. They think the whole United States thinks like them.
I'm afraid, Charlie, though, that so many people are leaving leaving these hot messes up here that they're going to ruin places like Tennessee and North. They're already ruining North Carolina. I mean, Florida, you know, they're hundreds and if not thousands of people moving in every day. And they're trying to escape the socialist wreckage of the Northeast, but they're bringing it with them, Charlie, aren't they?
I don't think they're going to get away with that because they're not going to do well down here because that attitude won't wash down here.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Charlie. But I see North Carolina changing. That's the state I went to college in, and it's very different now. And it's people moving in from the north. I mean, I don't understand why did they move to a place that doesn't have the problems that they want to flee and get away from. It's crazy. Same thing in New Hampshire. People from Massachusetts moving up to New Hampshire and turning the state purple, if not blue. That's why there's a story in the Wall Street Journal today. New Hampshire's governor goes on a veto streak. He has to because Chris Sununu, he's the last Republican standing in New Hampshire. He has to. The legislature has gone out of control. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you today in part...
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have you seen evidence, proof that Iran was behind the attack?
Well, it's looking that way. We'll have some pretty good... we're having some very strong studies done, but it's certainly looking that way at this moment. And we'll let you know. As soon as we find out definitively, we'll let you know.
Don't do it, Mr. President. Let Saudi Arabia handle their own problems. Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie or call their toll-free number 800-876-1619, 800-876-1619. 1619. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results so far?
Should the U.S. attack Iran if Saudi Arabia blames the mullahs for attacks on oil facilities?
No.
77% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. New York Times deletes bizarre tweet referencing Brett Kavanaugh's harmless penis. This was in the New York Post. I don't know if you saw this. This was the first reference to the story on Saturday night. The New York Times opinion. This is the weekend review section. They used to call it that. I don't know what they call it now. I don't read the paper anymore. Here's the tweet. Having a penis thrust in your face at a drunken dorm party may seem like harmless fun. Harmless fun. But when Brett Kavanaugh did it to her, Deborah Ramirez says it confirmed that she didn't belong at Yale in the first place. Well, she has no, again, she has no proof this ever occurred.
Because if there are any Yale disqualifiers, that's the one. What kind of comments are those?
I don't know. There are no editors left at the New York Times, apparently, or they're all snowflakes and moonbats like the publisher, you know, whose greatest accomplishment as a quote-unquote journalist in the Kansas City Bureau was writing, what's it like to be a vegetarian, or was it a vegan, in Kansas City? Oh.
You know how you talk about all the time, back in the day, journalists used to, you know, during the lunch hour, rush down to the closest bar?
Yeah.
I think now it's the closest dispensary.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, what a mess. The papers are unreadable, too, on top of everything else. I mean, if it was just like left wing, but it was readable and they had good stories and they were interesting, it would be one thing, but it's just terrible. Anyway, there's a new story about Sonia Farak. We've talked about her before. She's the crooked state chemist in the lab at the state drug lab in Amherst. And before that, she worked at the drug lab in Jamaica Plain, the Hinton lab. And she was convicted of she was ingesting and snorting and smoking all of the evidence that was coming in to the Amherst lab. They arrested her outside the courthouse in Springfield, where she was smoking some crack cocaine in between her crack testimony. She used to take LSD and then do drug samples. And she one time the Holyoke Police sent her a bottle of 60 Oxycontins, and she sent back a bunch. She's 60 of them, and she sent back 53 Fred Flintstone multivitamins and, you know, vitamin pills and all this stuff. Just crazy stuff. So now they're trying to overturn all these cases she was involved in. This is different from Annie Duquesne. This is a different one. This is the other one, Sonia Farak. She had even more cases than Annie Duquesne did. Annie Duquesne was just a nut, apparently. This woman was a drug addict. So now... Now the Attorney General has admitted earlier this month in a filing with the Supreme Judicial Court in a pending heroin possession case that the Inspector General of the Commonwealth did not conduct an in-depth investigation specifically into the actions of Farak or any other individual at Hinton Drug Lab. Did not conduct an in-depth investigation. So in other words, they don't know how many, but there's more to it. I got to tell you, when we come back, we're going to do, I got to tell you the punchline to this story. They got an award for doing a thorough investigation, the Inspector General from Duval. I'm Howie Carr.
Are you concerned about market volatility in this political and economic environment? Kevin Frizz.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I hope you're going to check out our podcast, Dirty Rats. I hope you already have. I hope you've given us a 5-star review at iTunes. If you haven't, please check out the podcast and give us a 5-star review if you so choose. And I'm holding up a T-shirt now. This is the Dirty Rats T-shirt. You can buy it. You can buy it at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store, or you can win it right now along with a phone sleeve, and you'll be entered in a contest to get two VIP tickets to the Howie Carr Show when we do our weekly drawing on Friday, and we'll have a new episode out under oath on Thursday. And so it's going to be a question about the Bulgers and Billy and Whitey. And you text the answer to 63566, 63566. And if you're the first person to get the answer correct,
the correct answer, you will you'll win the T-shirt and you will win a phone sleeve and you'll be entered in the contest. So let's have the music. Last hour, we talked about the gang that Pat Nee was involved in, the Mullins. They fought for control of the streets of Southie in the early 1970s with another group. What was the other group called that the Mullins were fighting? And Whitey Bulger was actually a member of this group. What was their name? What was the name of the family that basically ran the group? So text your answer to 63566 and you could win the prize. Okay, 844-500-4242. So anyway, I told you that the Attorney General is now admitting that the Inspector General, when they were investigating this terrible scandals at the state drug labs in Amherst and in Jamaica Plain, the agency, the Inspector General, quote, did not conduct an in-depth investigation specifically into the actions of FARAC or the or any other individual at Hinton. We got a winner, the Killeens. It was the Killeens, Donald Killeens gang. They were based out of the lower end, the Transit Cafe, which became Triple O's. So we got a winner, the Killeens. So anyway, so did not conduct an in-depth investigation. However, in June of 2014, just as he left office, Deval Patrick gave an award to the Inspector General for the Hinton State Laboratory Investigation Team. He gave him the Manuel Carbello Governor's Award for Excellence in Public Service. May I read an excerpt from the Manuel Carbello Governor's Award for Excellence in Public Service? Over the course of 15 months, the office conducted a comprehensive investigation of the operation and management of the drug lab, a period during which the drug lab was primarily overseen by the Department of Public Health, to determine whether other chemists, supervisors, or managers at the drug lab committed any misfeasance or malfeasance that may have affected the reliability of drug testing at the drug lab. But wait. Now they're saying the agency did not conduct an in-depth investigation specifically into the actions of FARAC or other individuals at Hinton. Which one do you believe, Taylor?
I'm not sure who to believe anymore.
Are they going to rescind the award? Are they? Is it going to be retracted like the New York Times story about the alleged sexual assault on the unnamed woman who doesn't remember anything? All right. One other thing here before we move on. One other scandal in state government. Almost a year before the tragic crash in New Hampshire killed seven motorcyclists and revealed stunning deficiencies within the Registry of Motor Vehicles, an RMV hearings officer sounded the alarm on out-of-state license infractions with an apparent reference to the tragic case of Lacey Packer. Remember Lacey Packer? She was 10 years old. She was riding on the back of her father's motorcycle in New Hampshire, and she was killed in a crash with a driver whose license should have been revoked, and they changed the law to make it easier to revoke people for with out-of-state violations. So this is an email that was last year that was turned over to the Legislative Committee on Transportation. An RMV hearings officer told her superior that the agency had serious problems with its computer system. Hearings officer Patricia Kelly sent the Lacey Parker email. Again, that's the little girl that was killed in 1990, and they called it the Lacey Parker Law to make it easier to suspend the licenses of people who had gotten out-of-state motor vehicle violations. She labeled the email of high importance. She sent it to the Driver Control Unit Director, Keith Constantino. He was hired after Baker took over. He was connected to some of Baker's political allies, noting serious problems with the problem driver pointer system.
Kelly, she's the hearings officer, Patricia Kelly, questioned why out-of-state license suspensions weren't listed on Massachusetts driver's records and said the failure to record suspension action was a quote-unquote direct violation of state law. This was a year before the seven members of the Jarheads were killed. Quote, essentially, we are condoning operation in Massachusetts regardless of the fact that the customer has a suspended privilege in another state. And this guy, Keith Constantino, forwarded the message to two other people within the Registry of Motor Vehicles. So that's another scandal. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. So we were just talking about, people moving down to, in this case, the Collie Charlie in Tennessee. And, trying to turn the state liberal, or almost turning the state liberal. I was thinking about this weekend. I was at the supermarket in Wellesley, and rather than driving to Waltham to go to Market Basket, I just picked up a couple of items. And then I realized that I couldn't get a plastic bag in Wellesley. And that's one way you know that your community is turning, is when they ban the plastic bags.
I think a lot of communities just over the past week had laws actually enacted so that the plastic bags were outlawed by grocery stores. They had to switch over to the paper bags. It happened near where I live.
Where? Not in New Bedford, though, right?
Dartmouth.
Yeah, see, Dartmouth is, that's another place. It's kind of semi-upscale,
but they
right?
They thrive off of retail, so that's really all they have going for them.
Yeah, so I mean, there are a number of ways you can tell if a place is going blue or going PC, and let's talk about that. Let's call in at 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, and talk about how a place goes blue. I tell you one way I noticed in Wellesley, it used to be back and forth between. With a Prop 2.5 override, when they want to raise the property taxes above the 2.5% limit that's mandated by state law, you have to have a vote of the population to increase property taxes more than 2.5%. When you cannot win, when you're in a town where you can't win a 2.5 override, the place has just been overrun with trust funders and rich out of state types, and the townies are outnumbered, and the townies are certainly outnumbered in Wellesley and most other places now.
One of my biggest pet peeves, and this is not necessarily indicative of the entire community, but just a small cross section of it, is when I go into a restaurant or a grocery store or something, I need to use the restroom. I wash my hands, of course. I go to dry my hands, and there's no paper towels. There's no paper products at all.
That's a really good observation.
Just the Dyson dryer or whatever brand it might be. I hate when other people make my decisions for me. Let me decide how I want to dry my hands effectively.
Thank you, Taylor. That is an excellent point. Grace, what is your observation here?
No, I totally agree with Taylor. You go into bathrooms nowadays and it's like the one place in the world that you feel like you're in a spaceship. Everything's buttons and automatic. Sometimes I just want to rub my hands in paper towels. I just want to dry them off.
I always want to do that. I never understood this whole thing about the dryers. I mean, they don't work, it takes like 2 minutes to dry your hands. Why do you want to do that?
I also have another big beef with public bathrooms, but I'm not going to bring it up right now. I'm going to think about it for a while and decide if I want to bring this to the air. Yeah, it's a big beef of mine. And all the women out there, they probably understand and they need to listen up. But you know what? I'm going to save it.
Holden, someone says the Holden Selectman, or he calls it the Holden Select Board. You're playing their game by calling it the Select Board. It's the Selectman. Recently rejected a plastic bag and straw ban request. Well, there's another thing, straw bans. You know a place is, I mean, even if they haven't banned the straws, if you go into a restaurant that you like to go to and all of a sudden they don't have any more plastic straws, you know you're in a politically correct place.
There is a restaurant I used to go to that does have the paper straws now, and they have signs on the table telling you that they have banned plastic straws.
Oh.
And the signs are made out of plastic, of course.
Virtue signaling. Virtue signaling. Someone says, try washing your face in a blow-dryer bathroom. That is an excellent observation,
that
too.
I have to look around now to make sure there's a paper product that I can dry my face with if I want to wash my face.
Yeah. 301 says, the first signs that Southern Maine was going blue were leash laws for dogs on Peaks Island. That's the big island in Casco Bay. An ever-decreasing island speed limit and more smoking bans. Yeah, smoking bans. It's just, oh, God. When cities restripe roadway driving lanes to bicycle paths. Salem, Mass., etc. How about everywhere for that? The Dunkin' Donuts has a wooden sign. Oh, that's good. When your community all of a sudden has a weekly farmer's market, I don't mind that so much.
No, I like farmers markets. Cheap stuff. Good stuff. Cheap.
Yeah, the farmers market is a problem when they won't let ever so humble a bakery come in because they're conservatives or they don't want to sell pies. They don't want to sell $17 pies to people with food stamps. Remember that a few years back. I love ever so humble pies. They're the best. We'll take when they put up signs stating that this town is a nuclear free zone. Oh, that's true. I remember that they did that in Cambridge. I lived in Cambridge when they put up the nuclear-free zone signs. And I kept thinking, where's the wall over the Charles River? How are they going to stop? How are they going to stop the radiation from coming across the Charles River from Alston into our neck of the woods, Harvard Square? We'll take some calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. Electric car parking. How about electric car charging? That's a Wellesley. That's Whole Foods. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This hour of the Howie.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Wow, people are going crazy. This is a great topic. I'm glad I mentioned this. I'm glad Charlie from Tennessee called. 844, give me a hook to put the topic in. I got a ton of texts, but I'm going to take some calls here. How do you know your town or your city is or your state is going blue? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Well, I'm up here in New Hampshire, and I'll tell you what, the surest sign that town's going to start to go blue is when we start to get the lovely people moving up from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. But here's the crazy part. They're coming to escape all the mental stuff you guys got going down there.
Right.
But they vote the same way that they're voting down there. What do you think is going to happen?
It's the same thing that's happening in Tennessee and Texas, John, and Georgia and North Carolina and Florida. I mean, it's crazy. Why are they leaving Illinois and Massachusetts and New York and California? They're making it worse. Thanks for the call, John. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Good evening, Howie. This is kind of a regional one, but I'm on the road all the time, and if it's the afternoon and I can't find a Dunkin' Donuts, I know I'm in PCville.
That's a good one. That's a good point. Or they don't like chains, period. How about in the winter when you see, ice, we don't use ice in this. We don't use salt in this community. That's Lincoln. You don't have any of those places in Bristol County, do you?
No. We've got big mounds of salt and we're proud of it.
No salt on the roads. That's a good one. But that's a good one, Mark, on the roads. Yeah, that's... In Palm Beach, you're not supposed to even have a Starbucks. They got one stashed away. I don't know how they got a variance. Clint, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Clint.
Yeah, I grew up in the Berkshires. I'm from Springfield. I grew up in the Berkshires hunting and fishing up in the, like, Otis and stuff.
Yeah.
And all these New Yorkers the past, like, 10, couple decades have been moving in. They buy up the land. They post it. Okay, it's their land. They can do what they want. But then they harass us about hunting. They honk at us. They leave notes on our cars and everything, which is against the law. But they hate it. They hate that we're hunters because they know we're for gun rights, and they know we voted for Trump, and they hate it. They hate seeing us up there. And they
Clint, how about when they try to shut down the Rod and Gun Club? You know, the club's been around since 1920, and they move in and they say, we got to shut down the club. It makes too much noise. You seen that happen up there?
Yeah, they're grandfathered in. You know, they come in. They got gold protecting them, you know, the NRA of the Massachusetts,
right.
You know. But they think who they are. They think they can just move in, tell you what to do, and give you, you know, and they all get together. And then they get in the town councils, mm-hmm. and they vote out the locals and stuff. You
yeah.
know?
Oh, no, they're doing that. They've done that in Wellesley over and over again. We were outnumbered like 220 to 20. I gave up on the town meeting. I couldn't win. And I was a newcomer to the town. I just love the town the way it used to be. Thanks for the call, Clint. Chick-fil-A bands. How about that? Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, Howie. You know, the only positive in my life that's come out of this bag baloney is that I use those brown paper bags for grass clippings. And in our town, you know, I have a small property. So
yeah.
You got to spend $2 at Home Depot for this enormous bag.
Yeah.
If you don't even fill a quarter.
No, I know. There's someone said in Northampton, you know, forget the plastic or paper. You gotta bring your own bags. But that's okay because they got a weed store. It's okay. You need a permit to cut down the tree on your own property. They've changed the name of the local high school team. That's another. There's so many things. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin, quickly.
How's it going? You stop seeing those oval stickers with the MV pop-up or BI for Block Island.
Or ACK. Don't forget ACK. Yeah, that's right. Those are good ways. Yeah, they're popping it. Yeah. Let's see. No salt on the road. Signs outside City Hall saying Sanctuary City or Black Lives Matter. Two words, bicycle lanes. Oh, so many. We'll come back to this topic. I'm Howie Carr.
Are you looking for a pre-owned car? Well, before you go to the dealership where you'll be pounced on